Well, the old saying goes that you are what you eat, but what you consume and how you take care of your body is so much more than just what you eat. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about on today's episode of the Live Your Purpose podcast. Thanks so much for joining, especially if it's your first time. Welcome into the show. If you haven't already met each of us, my name is Sayer, here with Monty as always. And we want to talk about kind of continuing what we talked about on the previous episode about you know, you are what you consume. What you consume really determines how you live your life, how you live out your purpose in this life. And so we're going to be talking about that today. But like I mentioned, our previous episode, we talked about what we consume with our mind. And I would encourage you to go back, listen to that episode, listen to any of the previous episodes and get caught up if you haven't already. Not everything in the show is sequential, Monty, but some of it is in terms of your journey and things like that. But it's just important, I think, for the listeners to know they can go back, put it on while you're on the treadmill or whatever, you're making your New Year's resolutions this year, you're on your walk outside, whatever it may be, and listen to those previous podcasts as well, get caught up on some of the content. But we talked about in the previous episode what you consume with your mind, and today we're going to be talking about what you consume with your body. And I think this is especially a pertinent episode given what you've been through this past year, Monty. And for those watching on YouTube, they can kind of see a little bit of a teaser here of some of what you're going to be talking about in terms of how your life has changed in terms of taking care of your body. But what you consume truly does determine how you live.
Amen to that. I tell you, with the diagnosis I got in 2024, everything changed. And here's what I found out real fast and real swift. When you're not healthy, mind or body, it's almost impossible to 100% live your purpose. If your mind isn't healthy, if you're not feeding your mind, it's tough. If you aren't healthy, if your body's not healthy, it's difficult. And here's what I also know. If you're dead, Sarah, it's really hard.
You can't live your purpose.
It's tough. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody that could pull that up. Jesus, maybe.
Yeah, he did.
But
yeah.
So staying alive during our lifetime that we have is important, and not just being alive, not just existing, but truly being healthy. So this whole podcast, like you said, is definitely a continuation of the last one. So, man, just I hope you follow us and subscribe like Sarah talked about, because this content, here's what I'm telling you. The changes that I made aren't just because I had a cancer diagnosis in 2024. These things, and I've done the research for you. I've done the heavy lifting for you. What I'm going to share with you today are changes that I've made in the last 7 months in a lot of different areas of my life. And I'm going to share with you specific things that I've done. Again, I've done the research and you get the benefits of that. So with that said, I referenced a book in our last episode called Chris Beat Cancer. And this was a guy that wrote a book who had the same diagnosis as me. He was diagnosed with colon cancer, stage 3. That means that, you know, they found a tumor that was cancerous, and stage 3 means it was in a lymph node, a nearby lymph node, but it hadn't spread to any other organs. Praise God for that. I thank him all the time that it didn't. That'd be considered stage 4. So him and I had the same diagnosis. It intrigued me to get the book and to read it. Here's a couple things the book said, Sarah, regarding our body and the health of it. This will blow you away. 3% of Americans are considered to be living a healthy lifestyle. I'll repeat that. 3% are living a healthy lifestyle. It defined a healthy lifestyle as this. 4 factors involved: eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, getting on a regular daily exercise regimen, not being overweight, and not smoking. Okay? So again, eating fruits and vegetables, getting regular exercise, not being overweight, and not smoking. 3% said they marked all those boxes. And then it talked about, and what I'm going to share next is personal, because I believe with all my heart that the main culprit to me having this tumor, having cancer, was my diet. And my diet wasn't horrible. It was just normal. It was just what a lot of us eat. It was a Western diet. And I've learned so much in 7 months. I want to just share with you some nuggets that will just, it's going to be so good. So here's the problem that we're facing, a lot of us that live in this country. Ultra processed foods. This is, again, from the book. This is what it said. Ultra processed foods, including sugary drinks, processed baked goods, sugary cereals, salty snack foods, reconstituted meat products. I don't even know what that means.
I don't want to know what that is.
You do?
I don't.
Oh, I don't either, but it's not good. So I reconstituted. And then ready meals like instant noodles, things like that. Those are not good. Over half of Americans eat that easily, over half. It says these ultra-processed foods give us roughly a 60% increase in cancer risk compared to people around the world that don't eat that way. 60% chance rise in cancer if you eat that way. That's how most people eat. That's how I ate. Never thought twice about it. Without further ado, I want to share with you some things. I think I've mentioned a couple of these in previous episodes, but I'll just start with them because it's important. So one of the things I learned in the book, and you might be familiar with this, but it's juicing, right? And I will say, not the steroid kind. I know you look at my physique and you think, oh, I knew it. But it's not that. It's the green kind or the red kind or the orange kind. I've learned something about juicing, Sarah.
Let's hear it.
I've done it wrong for a few months. Wrong was combining everything, just everything. I mean, I had the carrots, I had the celery, I had the cucumbers, I had the, what else did I have? Apples, I had the lemons, and I just shoved it all together, and it tasted okay, but it wasn't right. So what I've learned in studying, again, this is to save you time, what really helps with juicing is doing it by color. So now I have Green Day, okay? When September comes, isn't that what they sang? Wake me up.
Oh, yeah. Wake me up when September
ends. Green Day. And that would be when you put in the green things, right? The cucumbers, the celery, the green apples, things like that. I have an Orange Day, right? Or Donald Trump Day, you could call it, right? So you got the carrots. You've got carrots, oranges, things like that going in that category. And then lastly, red category, beets, which I never dreamed I would ever juice or eat, but beets and like strawberries or watermelon. So, but the juicing has been amazing for me because I've found recipes that are good. I found recipes that I enjoy, and I can take in a lot of nutrients, a ton of nutrients without eating a ton of fruits and vegetables, but I'm getting the nutrients from them. So the juicing is a big deal for me, and I love it. And the funny thing about carrots, I wrote this down, speaking of the Donald, if you eat enough carrots or drink enough carrot juice, you'll get tan. I just found that out. I mean, that's free for you listening. You don't have to go to the tanning salon. You don't have to. Well, you still should get some sunlight and vitamin D. But you'll turn like orange.
Yeah, if you're a '90s kid, you might have known that from the Magic School Bus when Arnold turns orange. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my
gosh,
I didn't know that.
I believe it's beta carotene. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
See, I mean, the Magic School Bus. Talk about what you can.
Did Arnold turn orange?
Arnold turned orange. Yeah. Absolutely, he did.
I didn't. Wow. Yeah. Arnold backs up exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, he does. He backs it up. It's real. If it's on the Magic School Bus.
Oh, then I know it's true.
Nice. No, it's true. Yeah.
So juicing is a big thing in my life now. Smoothies are a big thing. Not ice cream smoothies, unfortunately, but more of the fruit smoothies. So I do those frozen fruits, put those together, and cranberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, things like that. So drinking that is incredible. And I wrote this in here too. I don't know if it fits here, but fasting. Fasting, it's not just a biblical thing or some religious thing. It is a health thing. And I've really gotten more disciplined with it. I want to do it every week. I'd be lying on this podcast if I said I did. And I don't want to lie, Sarah. I'm a pastor. So I don't do it every week, but my goal is to fast one day a week. That is my goal because there are so many benefits to just a water fast, just drinking water for 24 hours. And even if you do it longer, there's more benefits. So those are some of the things that I'm doing when it comes to juicing.
I love it. Yeah, I think that's huge to find something that obviously if you're going to remove something from your diet or from something that's like everyday regular for you, you know, you have to be able to replace it with something else. And so to kind of just know, hey, this person's been through this before or they've been going through it and they've kind of figured out the formula for, you know, the green days, the orange, red, all that sorts of stuff. I think that's one of the most important things that I've kind of found in my, you know, health journey is like, okay, I'm going to take this out. What am I going to replace it with that's actually good, right? So I think that's huge when it comes to juicing and things like that. But it's not just the vitamins and nutrients in the juice. I mean, obviously we can see here that you've got a lot of stuff over there as well,
yeah.
You know, that you
yeah.
supplement with, which is big. I mean, people, a lot of times you frown at supplements. Like, I would not, because, I mean, it's wintertime as we're recording this. You're not getting a lot of vitamin D in the winter. We need a lot of different supplements and things like that, but we're not worried about our natty or not status either here, Monty. We're not we're not juicing steroids, but we ain't worried about natty status either. But this is all good stuff. So what do you have here?
It is good stuff. First of all, let me just be candid here. I never dreamed at this stage of my life I'd have a pill case. I mean, not only is this a pill case there, but I use this to fend off like burglars.
Absolutely.
Like you can, I beat them. You can just sock them.
Yeah.
Knocks them unconscious. Look at this thing. I can't believe the number of pills in this. Wow.
Pills are good.
What am I, 90? Don't answer that. So anyway, so I want to share with you some of the things I have in my pill case and some of the things that I'm taking that I've learned through what I've read. I've learned through what I've studied in the last 7-8 months. So some of the things you're familiar with are supplements like Sarah talked about. Iron is a big deal. How I found out I had cancer, I had low iron. That's how we found out. I had low iron and hemoglobin. My doctor thought, gosh, it's really low. You might be bleeding internally. Why don't we do a colonoscopy? Because, hey, who doesn't want to do one of those?
Right.
So, and then we found it. So my iron is low, and I take one of those every other day. You don't have to do that every day. You can do it every other day. Through research, and I'm gonna put a link to this in the comments, or we will. Omega-3 fish oil is huge when it comes to your health. And I mean, I'm not a scientist. I could pretend to know what I'm talking about. Just know that I've done a lot of research on this, read a lot of stuff on this, and did the research for you. And then you can look up the benefits yourself. But I'm telling you that you want that in your diet. Beetroot. I've talked about beets a few times, something that I would never dream I'd even be saying, let alone eating. But beetroot, these are pills that I take. I take two of these a day, and it's literally beetroot extract. And so there's huge benefits to this as well. Again, I won't bore you with the details of that. You can research as easily. I just want to tell you what I'm taking to stay healthy. Magnesium. This is a big one that I just added to the repertoire. Barely could fit it in, but there's still room for maybe one or two more pills in that case. But magnesium is a big one. Again, research it to find out why I did, and it's a game changer for your health. I promise you. Check out the benefits of that. Last, this is something that you probably haven't heard of. I learned this in the book, the cancer book that I've referred to a few times. I mean, the word, it's called AMLA. AMLA, and it's a rejuvenating superfruit. So this is a superfruit, AMLA, a superfruit, I think, from India. And so rather than have them send me that fruit from India, that sounds expensive, they recommended you could get this, and I found the exact one that they talked about, the organic one. So, I mean, there's kind of a shot of it, but, and again, check the benefits to yourself, but those are some of the things I'm taking. As well as I've got a canister here. I got a shout out to my sister, Sonia. She's my fitness guru, my nutritionist. So love her. She's always sending me stuff on how to stay healthy and get healthy. So she actually sent me this in the mail, came as a surprise, but it's Relight Hydration. It's electrolytes, it's salt. But the healthy kind. So, it's amazing. We learned, Sarah, that salt's bad for you, but, and I suppose excessively it would be, but what people don't understand is the amazing benefits that it has as an electrolyte. And, again, I encourage you to do that. This is called Relight. There's also LMNT. That's a brand that I put that. They're just good. You put them in water, shake them up. They taste good. It replaces the Coca-Cola that I used to drink. Anyway, so, but electrolytes are powerful. They're good for you. So check that as well. Do you know anything about electrolytes?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We take liquid IV pretty much every day.
I got friends that use that for their hangovers.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're like,
makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, I yeah. guess. Yeah.
See, it's multifunctional, obviously. It really yeah. But the low calorie version, obviously, because you know you can't drink your calories unless you're juicing.
Yes.
And specifically,
unless they're all good.
Yeah. Unless they're all good, exactly. Yeah, I love electrolytes. I take whatever my wife puts in front of me as pills to take. That's what I take. I know it's good.
No, she could give you cyanide. Yeah. You would just gobble it down.
She could, but I know beetroot and magnesium as part of the morning or afternoon elixir whenever it happens. Electrolytes every day. A lot of times I'll throw like creatine in my yeah. electrolytes as well. Just
my nutritionist, my sister, told yeah. me about. Or I know about creatine, but she recommended I get
the gains.
To doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Protein powder. Powders, very, very commonly bad, honestly, with ingredients in it. So you got to be careful about ingredients.
Yeah,
in the protein
there are
powder.
Good protein powders.
There are good
ones. You just got to research them.
Yes, there are good ones. But yeah, researching them is very important and knowing what's going in. There's a lot of more specialized companies and brands nowadays for this type of stuff that like, if you're following the right people, once again, if you're following in the footsteps of people who have done this stuff before and know what they're talking about, it's easy to get the right stuff, to find the right stuff when it comes to these things. But I love that because I think that honestly, like we talked about, it's really just, okay, you don't necessarily realize like how important it is to be healthy until sickness comes, you know, upon you, or until you realize like, man, like I don't feel good. I feel like I've been overweight for way too long, or I feel like I'm tired all the time. My sleep schedule is so off. Like living a healthy lifestyle and, you know, being the product of what you consume. I know we joke about, well, you are what you eat, you know, and things like that, but what you consume really does determine your health.
It is true. And I'll go back to the fact it's the number one contributor. I mean, a doctor didn't tell me that, but cancer doesn't really run predominantly in my family. I know my nutrition and, you know, so I'm excited about this, and I want you to be proactive. I don't want you to get the diagnosis and like I did and then have to, you know, do what I'm doing. I want you to be on this ahead of time so you don't ever get that diagnosis. And that's really what I want for you. But if you do have that diagnosis, there's hope. I mean, I hope I'm showing you that. So those are big. Another thing that's big that, again, back to my sister, shout out, infrared sauna. We showed a picture of this a few episodes ago of me sitting in this little portable sauna. And the benefits of an infrared sauna are extreme. I sit in it. You can sit in it anywhere from 10 minutes to 50 minutes. I mean, 50, it's 140 degrees there. It's warm. It's hot. So, but there are tremendous benefits, and I'm going to put a link. We're going to put a link in the comments, an article, Dr. Josh Axe. I mean, if you don't follow him, it's AXE. If you don't follow him, man, I'd recommend it. He loves the Lord, and he's a great, great voice when it comes to just reputable information. Mm-hmm. Because you said it. There's a lot of stuff. You can find a lot of stuff on the internet. Doesn't mean it's reputable. But again, we've done the research here for you. But go check out that in the link to this article about infrared sauna.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's huge to be able to. I talked about it on the previous episode, but the idea of like buy once, cry once. Yeah, that's kind of my strategy with the sauna. Like I really want a sauna, and by the time after we've recorded this, by the time this episode airs, I may have one. So
not as expensive as you think.
That's key because I think a lot of the times it prevents you from wanting to do that stuff like that. But there are accessible. You don't have to necessarily get a $10,000 sauna to have one in your home to experience the benefits of it.
No, they make great portable ones. Again, we can put a link. I'll put a link to mine that I use. But there's great ones out there. Some have red light, which also provides an added benefit. Mine doesn't have that, but there's benefits in that. You'll learn about that in the link that I post as well. So that's a big deal. The next few I want to talk about are what you breathe and what you drink, right? Your air and your water. I've researched a lot of air purifiers and landed on something called Air Doctor. And it's one of the best. Again, we've done the research for you, but there's other ones that are out there that are good too. But this is something that will filter your air. You might think, well, I already have an air filter in my house and that, but I'm telling you, that's not getting it all. And what this thing has, I think this thing has three different filters in it, filtering the most microscopic particles that are in your air. And I'm telling you, they're there. So to get an air purifier like that is powerful. You know you're breathing good air. You know you're breathing clean air for you, for your kids, for your family. We move ours around. It's portable. We put it in the main room. And then at night, because I've been dealing with an illness, we'll put it in my bedroom. If the kids are sick, Jake had an illness, had a cold, we put it in his room. So that's a big thing. And water. We've done two. You're learning something. The Gannons have spent a lot of money. You talk about cry once. I'm going to get that. So in the last 7 months, we've spent money. But it is really that. It's these one-hit purchases that are so beneficial in the long term. An air purifier was one. And for our water, we got a water softener, which I can't believe the benefits of that. I mean, so much for your skin, for your health. So we invested in a water softener for our home. And then we also got just a portable reverse osmosis water purifier, which, Sarah, I did an experiment. Mm. You want to hear about it?
Yes.
I'm not a scientist, but I do play one sometimes. I got some Petri dishes. Yeah, I haven't done this since high school, but yeah, Amazon. Got some Petri dishes, and I did some experiments around the house. Pretty interesting stuff. I'm still in the process of doing some, but one of them was taking water that was unfiltered and swabbing it, and then next to it, I swabbed water that was through our water purifier, which we'll put the link to that too. There's a lot of brands. I landed on one that we love, and but lo and behold, you want to guess what happened?
Found some gross stuff.
Yeah, yep. In the water that I was drinking for, since I've lived here, 7-8 years, there were some things that grew in the Petri dish. I don't know what they were, but I'm guessing anything in there is not good.
No.
Right? Is that fair?
I would say, yeah. Good. Especially if you get a magnifying glass or a microscope.
Yeah. I didn't even do that.
Yeah.
Just naked eye could
see
it plain as day.
Moving underneath.
Oh yeah. My gosh. I'm glad I didn't get a microscope. So yeah, there were things growing. And in the water that was purified, crystal clear, nothing grew. So I'm telling you, even if you maybe you say I have a filter in my fridge and that's great, that might be filtering out I think calcium, but there's so many other things. Again, you'll go to this website that I'll link and you can check out all the benefits. But it's amazing and the water tastes incredible and our family's drinking it and it's you got to refill it and stuff like that, but it's minor and we love it. So the water softener is big. The purifier, both air and water, has been big.
Yeah, it's stuff that we kind of just assume is okay, and I think that's the key with that kind of stuff. Like, well, the air that we breathe surely in my own home is fine, and it's not. Or the water that we drink, it's just kind of crazy. It's not always going to smell weird or taste off, those types of things. Like, that kind of stuff, it's the day-to-day. It's almost like, it almost feels kind of like, how you buy a new car or you buy a new iPhone and it just like feels after a couple of years like, did they create this to like deteriorate over time so that I would, like, are they trying to control the population by like the air that we breathe? And I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything. Don't take
it
the wrong
way. Did you just say Bill Gates?
I didn't say
it. Okay, I thought I heard you
say it. I didn't say it, but I'm just saying. I mean, it's like, man, this is set up for us to really fail here. I think that those types of things are absolutely huge when it comes to just everyday stuff, but it extends beyond the air you breathe and what you eat and drink and things like that. It's what we store our food in, how we cook our food, like things like that. There's also all those things. Like, you may need to replace those things as well.
Funny you mentioned that, because something else the Gannons did is replace pots and pans. So like maybe some of you, we've had pots and pans for, I don't know, all our life. And, they get scraped, they get little cuts in them, they get stuff like that. And that can chip off and things, you can get, what do they call it? Man, there's like forever chemicals. There's things that can come from these things. So we literally took all of our pots, all of our pans. I donated them to Sarah. Now he's got mine. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to came to Bryce. But anyway, so we got rid of them and got new, I think it's called Green Pan is the brand, but there's a lot of brands that are proven now to be good and safe. And you know, as soon as you start getting nicks and stuff like that, or you start getting these little cuts in the pan, like the bottom, it's probably time to replace them. And that was another investment, but well worth it. So we replaced pots and pans, and we're in the process now. I mean, Tupperware is like a pet peeve of mine. I'm just going to say it. When I go to our pantry, I mean, there's 14 different brands of Tupperware. And lids are here. I almost have to pray a prayer right now because why there's not just one brand and then we disallowed everybody else to make them. That's what we should have did. But Rubbermaid now is going out of business. Do you know why? Because they did all this. So now they're getting what's coming to them.
They did it for themselves.
I mean, come on. Can't we get a universal system? So what we want to do is we want to get rid of all of our Tupperware that's plastic and then replace it with glass containers, glass, I guess, Tupperware, if you will. So we're excited to do that. And there's so many benefits of that as well. So
yeah, that's something that we changed as well. Like, and a funny thing happened. You know, I opened up the new ceramic plates that we bought, and I just immediately dropped one, you know. And, of course, it shatters everywhere. And I'm like, "What? Why did we get this stupid plate that breaks? What happened to my plastic plate with all the little bubbles, you know, on it from microwaving it a million times?" But don't get those. Get the ceramic plates and risk it, you know, potentially dropping one. But I think it's just simple things that you can do. Again, buy once, cry once. Like it might seem like a big investment, but man, the long-term impact of that is well worth the financial investment. And I think that another thing that can be overwhelming too is to hear all this and to be like, well, okay, I need to go to the store right now. I need to buy $400 worth of supplements. I need to get all these pots and pans and air purifier and things like start somewhere. Don't just go blow your entire salary, you know, month salary on all this different stuff. But like, what we want to do is equip you with different things that are working, have worked, are proven, research tested over time, just generally better for you, for the environment, if that's something that you're passionate about as well. And really just making sure that it's one thing at a time, as opposed to saying, hey, you need all this stuff right now or you're going to get cancer. Like, take it slow. I think that's okay.
Fear.
Yeah.
Exactly. I appreciate you saying that because I go through this list and it's kind of like normal to me because these are changes we've made, but it took us 7-8 months to do it. And some of the stuff we had, like the sauna, we've had for a couple years. I just didn't use it until, you know, I got diagnosed. But the other stuff took time. And I think I appreciate, Sarah, what you said. Just start somewhere. It might be changing out one pan. It might be changing out a few pieces of Tupperware. You know, so start with what you can. A supplement here, a supplement there. That's so good because you've got a lot of time to change. But the key is that you act on what you're hearing. If it's compelling you and this is resonating with you, but what I love about this is we can value you in, you know, 30 some minutes and give you the best that we've researched, and then you can benefit from that. And that's what we wanted. And one last thing that I'll share with you that we've changed, last but not least, but our detergents. Mm-hmm. My wife has always been so great about wanting to get like the clear, like detergents used for laundry, you know, the clear, it doesn't say no chemicals, but it says no dyes, mm-hmm. no additives, but there are chemicals. And so we've upped the ante a little bit there and did some research and a brand called Truly Free. There's multiple brands that have great things. The one that we landed on was Truly Free. And so we're getting our dishwasher pods that way. We're getting, what else? Laundry detergent, like I said. We're getting our regular, like spray. You can get spray, like everyday cleaner that you might use to clean your countertops, clean your bathrooms. We get that as well. All kind of reusable or refillable containers, which I like that. So, again, it was an investment, but man, it's going to pay dividends. And when you start to really research what's in the detergents, what's in here's a story for you. My sister got my mom one of those air purifiers, air doctor, and My sister told me that every time my mom runs the dishwasher and puts in just a regular dishwashing pod that 99.9% of us probably use, powder or a pod, when she puts it in there and it runs, the air doctor will change from like blue, which is like normal, to like yellow or red, because the fumes or the what's coming from that pod, the air doctor sensing is not good, and it's filtering the air. So I mean, that's crazy.
It is.
And so that tells you right there that you know, my mom's in trouble. No, <I'm just> kidding. I love my mom. She's like 82 and she's she's amazing. But I'm so grateful that, you know, my sister's just doing these things for us, and she's done a lot of the research for us, and I'm benefiting, my mom's benefiting, others are. So, but that's the one thing we did, that the last thing that I can think of right now, not to really overwhelm you, was the detergents, the laundry soaps, the things like that. So, excited to use those.
Yeah, absolutely. To make those changes, to start implementing things. I'm sure as people are listening to this, even if you're not listening to it around the new year time, which is when it's debuting as a podcast, I mean, you want to make good, healthy changes at any point during the year. Maybe you're listening to this after, you know, you got a diagnosis or something like that. Just start implementing these different things. I know aesthetically, a lot of times you talk about, okay, what you consume determines how you live. Not a lot of what we've talked about so far has really been about like physical aesthetic, because not everybody's trying to walk on stage at a bodybuilding competition and compete and things like that. But that kind of stuff is super important as well, to be physically active, to be out, you know, doing things. A lot of people kind of set a goal of, hey, I'm going to get 10,000 steps a day, or I'm going to work out 3 times per week at a minimum this year, or things like that. Like, if you wait until you're motivated to do any of these kinds of things, whether it's physical, whether it's doing things that better your living at home, your supplements, anything like that, if you only act on those things when you're feeling like it, or when you're, you know, you're waiting for that motivation, I would say discipline just absolutely eats motivation for breakfast. If you stay disciplined with any of these things, it's going to trump all. And that's, I think, a lot of what, you know, determining how you live is so much about discipline, as opposed to just, okay, I heard this podcast on all these different things, changes that I need to make. I'm super motivated right now to make all these changes. And so a lot of times you will, and I've done this before, you will go spend a bunch of money on stuff and be like, okay, all of a sudden I'm going to now take all these supplements, and you know, I'm going to have all these different things in the house. And then we go back to the convenience of, shoot, I ate at McDonald's 4 times last week, or I had, you know, I did all these other bad things. I haven't worked out in 4 months, or whatever the case may be. So I would just say that discipline, whether it's physical, getting in shape, things like that, and sticking with it, is way more important than just, okay, I'm really motivated, I'm gonna, I'm making an announcement, I'm starting today, day one. And stop having day ones, you know. Don't be upset at yourself if it is day one, but let's not always be going back to day one.
Yeah, that's so good. Let's go back to what we said in the previous episode. We talked about one thing when it comes to your finances. What's the one thing you can rein in? Maybe what you're supposed to do with this episode, what's one thing that we've talked about? I mean, changes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different changes that I've talked about in our family. What's one? What's one that you can start to implement today? And just start there. This podcast is going to be, it'll be posted for a long time, so you can reference it, refer back to it. If you forget some of the other things we talked about, you know, we're putting links in the bottom to all the things that we've researched and what I'm using, so you know, and you can benefit. And I want to value you, just like the last episode. Like, if you, I want to send you something. So if you type in comments on YouTube, you type this, I want to get healthy. If you type, I want to get healthy, I'm going to send you some of my pills that I take, and you can take them. I'm just kidding. That would, that actually is illegal. For
You can't do that.
Yeah, we better not. Let's do something different. Let's not, I won't send you my pills. What I will do is I'll send you, well, I'll surprise you. You'll get something healthy in the mail that we've referenced today. Okay. And no, it's not going to be the sauna.
Okay? No sauna. Oh.
No. Sarah's in there putting comments. I want to be healthy. Yeah. So just again, type in comments. I want to be healthy, and we'll pick three winners, and then I'll personally send you something that will value you and bless you because we love you and we want you to live your purpose. And you cannot do that if you're constantly feeling sick or you're constantly down. If you're dead, it's really difficult. So we want you healthy. We want you strong, and we want you at your best because that's when you can deliver your best to others, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And we hope that this podcast today added value to your life in some way or another. If you would, share it with your circle, share it with people that you know, because I think anybody and everybody, even the healthiest person you know, probably needs one of these tips.
Absolutely.
We all have needed to hear any one of these different things to be able to implement change in our lives. And we just can't thank you enough for taking part in the episode, for listening, for sharing, subscribing, and we're excited for what's to come next. I mean, on the show this year, more content like this, more of determining and finding how do you live out your God-given purpose, or how do you live out your purpose in general. It's all-encompassing, every area of your life. So thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you on the next one.